fresh for breakfast. This is a Jess and Tommy podcast.
Inside 20, we are questioning whether one little four-letter word is really an insult. But right now, the return of one of our favourite games, Ready, Set, Rant. A minute is on the clock. One of us gives the other a seemingly innocuous topic, a subject that shouldn't cause you much rage, shouldn't be the root of any frustration. Yeah. You have to find the negative talking points and last about 60 seconds till the buzzer rings.
I don't think you're going to make it to 10 seconds today, bro.
Really?
Yeah, you're going to struggle.
What's my topic?
Your topic is chairs.
Chairs?
Yep.
Okay, give me three. Okay. Ready, set, rant. Chairs. I mean, who needs them, really? You know when people be like, nah, I'll just stand because I've been sitting all day? That's because chairs are the root of all problems. Chairs. I mean, there should be two modes of human functioning, lying down and standing. Tommy, imagine if we eradicated chairs. Like, we'd all be so fit and healthy because we'd actually use our bodies. Oh, my God, posture. Tommy, the biggest cause. I'm going to not speak so fast. Children. You see children these days hunched over their little desks at school or hunched over their iPads. It's because they're sitting on chairs. Their posture's so bad, they're rounding the shoulders. That's from poorly designed chairs. And there's no good design chairs, obviously. So we should have two modes, lying down and standing, because chairs are the root of the obesity problem in this country, obviously. They're forcing our kids to, you know, sit badly. And I can't imagine the problems in the future with their posture and their internal organs from the bad posture, and chairs are bad, and oh, God.
I mean.
Did I pass?
My favourite part, chairs are the cause of the obesity crisis.
If there's any representative for chairs out there, I apologise. I was just trying to pad out the time.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's
Hit 96.9.
So, Tommy, yesterday afternoon I went op shopping with Workday Gem looking for some shit shirts for Shit Shirt Friday tomorrow.
That's your favourite day.
I know. An initiative Boss Billy has enacted where we all wear crappy shirts from the 70s, 80s. Well, that seems to be where he's from. So Gem and I went down to some op shops on Friar Street.
Yeah.
And fantastic selection. If you're looking for to enact Shit Shirt Friday at your workplace, oh, my God, there's some fantastic treasures at the op shops.
Yes.
But I picked up one leopard print shirt. Now, you know I love leopard print. I actually liked it, though. Like, I thought, I want to wear this.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, Gem, what do you think? And she's like, oh, yeah, that's cute. I went, oh, so you hate it? She's like, no, it's cute. I was like, well, cute is a veiled insult. Cute is not a compliment.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. People use cute to describe fat babies and things that they don't know how to say. That's gross. We live in a society, Tommy, that is so afraid to tell the truth and to, you know, have an awkward conversation and just say, well, I don't really like it. So people use the word cute. Absolutely 100%. Nah. Cute is an insult.
No, nah, you use cute as an insult. That's what I'm learning. So if you ever say I'm cute or something I've done is cute, that's an insult. But I use cute to describe the type of girls I like. When people say, do you have a type? I'm like, yeah, I kind of like cute girls. Like, I don't like... That's my type.
No! You're blowing my mind. Cute is a veiled insult. No one uses cute legitimately.
Yeah, yeah. Cute's kind of like innocent, almost like a bit naive. That's cute.
No. There's only like, yeah, as I said, fat babies and puppies. But cute to describe a human or a human-related thing, i.e. clothes, no way. Cute is an insult. Can we get a ruling, 13, yeah. 12, 16? Do you think cute is a veiled insult? Totally is.
Do you reckon, I think this is a what's the word I'm looking for? This is the reason you think cute is an insult is because the environment you've grown up in, you're used to big words. You're thinking, if you want to describe me or something I like, use a bigger, better word than cute.
Find a better adjective in your thesaurus.
Is that, do you think that's why? Do you think if you're saying, if cute is the best you can come up with, I'm not taking
you're
it.
You're not trying hard.
Yeah.
You're smart. You might be. This is a bit of a therapy session.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16. Let me stew on that, Tommy. Okay, okay. Maybe I'll get my mum on the phone. 13, 12, 16. Do you think cute is just a veiled insult? Coming up, Australia's favourite curly-haired comedian with the fun name, Kitty Flanagan, joins us on the show. But right now, we're talking about a seemingly innocent four-letter word, which I am convinced is really just a veiled insult. When op shopping yesterday with Workday, Jem found a shirt that I genuinely liked, and she called it cute.
Yeah, but I feel like that's more on Jem for not being able to come up with a better word to describe the shirt.
Nice, Tommy, nice. It's the same amount of letters, same amount of syllables. She chose cute because she couldn't tell me that she hated it. We've got such a problem in this day and age of telling people the truth. So we use words like cute to try and get around it, to spare people's feelings.
No, I think you're wrong here. Cute is a perfectly acceptable compliment.
No, it's an insult. Susanna in Yarrawonga, talk to me. Is cute just a veiled insult?
I honestly don't think it is, because if you're trying to describe someone as cute, you have to, like, they're, like, adorable. And, like, you can't say hot because that's, like, sexual.
See, so, like, Susanna.
You have to go the in-between.
Susanna, I feel like adorable again. It's in the same realm. I know you've gone more syllables and I do appreciate that. It's a better word. But adorable, cute, I feel like you're being, like, you're pathetic. That's where my brain's going, Tommy. That's what it is. It's like, oh, you're so little sad and adorable. Oh, good try.
So what do you think is a better compliment? In if you weren't going to use cute, what would you use?
And I'm describing their look?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Like cherub-like? Like you look like an angel, that kind of thing?
Look like an angel?
I don't know. I would not describe anything as cute unless it was a puppy or, as I said, a fat little baby.
Okay. Well, Susanna, you keep using cute because I like it.
Susanna, thanks so much for getting involved. We have got a Dazzler's car wash voucher here for you, okay?
Thank you.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Inside 20, I am the most misunderstood member of this team, and I need to know if something I said yesterday made sense or if I missed the mark. A lot of people saying I just missed the mark. But it's Thursday, so you know what that means.
Jess and Tommy's Who Said It on the Socials.
And, of course, with the state of origin dominating the sports coverage, we're doing Who Said It on the Socials, Queensland v New South Wales edition, Tommy.
Bit of fun.
Bit of fun. And I know just because Queensland levelled the score last night, don't think I've skewed them all to be Queensland or skewed them to be New South Wales, my team. No rules, no holds barred. You can catch all the State of Origin action on Channel 9's Wide World of Sport. But let's get into it, Tommy. Tell me, who said it? On the socials, famous Queenslander v New South Wales edition.
Sure.
This one is from the gram.
Okay.
Spreading lots of love and good chilled out Rafiki vibes for everyone this weekend. Peace emoji, love heart emoji, thumbs up emoji. Right. Are you familiar with who Rafiki is?
Not entirely, but I'm making up an idea in my head.
He's the monkey from The Lion King.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's not who I thought Rafiki was. Wow.
Spreading lots of love and good chilled out Rafiki vibes for everyone this weekend. Is it A, Queenslander Lincoln Lewis, or B, New South Wales Iggy Azalea?
Lincoln Lewis. Yeah, good.
Yeah, I don't think Iggy sending Rafiki vibes.
No.
Anyone? Okay.
And Iggy sending vibes and then not Rafiki.
Very fair. This one comes from Facebook. Look out, Bindi Irwin. I'm coming for your gig. Who said it on the socials, Tommy? Was it A, Queensland's Courtney Act, or B, New South Welshman Joel Edgerton?
Joel Edgerton and Courtney Act. I mean, Courtney Act has come out of nowhere, I'll be honest.
Well, she came out of Australian Idol in 2003, so...
Yeah, she did. I mean, great point. I reckon you've thrown Courtney in there to try and trick me. I'm going Courtney Act. Yeah!
Very good. I had the wrong buzzer ready to go. Two from two, Tommy. Let's round it out. Come on. This one's from Twitter.
Alrighty.
Who said it on the socials? Queensland v New South Wales State of Origin edition. I think my hands and feet might be vintage. From the Jurassic. Something of the claw about them. Crocodile emoji.
Right. Is it a picture of the person's hands and feet?
No picture accompanying this tweet.
Oh, sorry. It's a tweet. Sorry.
It's a tweet. Yeah.
Sorry.
I think my hands and feet might be vintage from the Jurassic. Something of the claw about them. Crocodile emoji. Is it A, Queenslander Darren Hayes from Savage Garden?
Savage Garden, I love them.
Or B, New South Wales Yale Stone Morello from Orange is the New Black. Lorna Morello.
Is she from New South Wales?
She is from New South Wales. Did you know she was Australian?
No.
She's Aussie and she's from New South Wales. Who said it on the socials, Tommy? Darren Hayes or Yale Stone? I think my hands and feet might be vintage.
Yale Stone. Come
very
on!
Good. 3 from 3. That was Who Said It on the Socials. State of Origin edition.
Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Yesterday we learned that I might be the most misunderstood member of this two-person team. I pride myself on being very clear with my communication, but yesterday after a conversation we had, Tommy, a few people flagged with me that something I'd said in a conversation completely missed the mark. But I want to put it out there now. If you understand what I'm saying, can you just back me up right now? So let's set the scene. Tommy, yesterday you wanted to discuss RSVP etiquette on Facebook.
I did.
And you wanted to talk about the pros of approaching it one sort of way. And
yep.
I said, all right, you do the pros, I'll do the cons.
Mm-hmm.
All right, if you missed it, this is how it went down yesterday.
So I've written down some of the pros. You know I'm very glass half full. I didn't write down any cons. I just wanted to write down the pros of each of them.
Okay, I will bring the cons.
Okay, great. Okay, so if you want to respond and say yes, knowing full well you'll probably bail. That could make you look like you had the best intentions and something came up last minute.
Okay.
The second pro is you can think about it all week and then on that Saturday night you have a perfect excuse that you've workshopped with all your friends during the week and then you send that text message about 9:30 on Saturday night and you should have the perfect reason why you can't be there. And thirdly, you could just lie and say you were there and hope they were intoxicated enough to not remember.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. You call me Nicolas Cage in Con Air, but I reckon you just say no from the beginning. And that's where the confusion arises, this particular line. Okay, yeah, I don't know. You call me Nicolas Cage in Con Air, but I reckon you just say no from the beginning.
Well, at the time you said that yesterday, I was going to interject and go, what do you mean? But I was like, no, don't detract. This will get too confusing. Just let her go. Ask her later.
But yeah, so it turns out you didn't understand what I meant. Boss Billy didn't get it.
When you mentioned Nicolas Cage, that he must have had like this world-famous speech in Con Air that I didn't remember, but that had relevance to the story about pros and cons.
Workday Gem didn't get it.
I've never heard Nicolas Cage Con Air, but I don't understand that bit. Like, I don't know what that is, but everything else I understand.
Did Gemma say Nicolas Cage?
Well, this is the issue. I don't think Gemma knows who Nicolas Cage or what Con Air is, so
okay.
She wasn't the right.
Okay.
But this is the thing, Tommy. No one gets it. So can you give us a call now, 13, 12, 16? Have I completely missed the mark? Or does anyone understand what I was trying to communicate there? One more time, we're talking about the pros and the cons, and I rip this line out. Okay, yeah, I don't know. You call me Nicolas Cage in Con Air, but I reckon you just say no from the beginning. Does anyone understand what the hell I was trying to say? Give us a call now, 13, 12, 16. Back me up, please. Coming up, we're joined by one of Australia's favourite comedians, Kitty Flanagan. But right now, yesterday, my ability to communicate was questioned. And you know, Tommy, that hit me in the sore spot.
Yeah.
That was like a dagger in my back.
Because that's what you pride yourself on, your communication. You're clear and concise, sometimes brutal and upfront, but there is no mixed messages with Jess.
Thank you, Tommy. I couldn't have said that better myself. You've done me proud right now, Tommy. So in a conversation we had yesterday regarding the pros and cons surrounding RSVPing on a Facebook event, you brought all the pros and I said, well, I'll bring all the cons. And I ripped out this analogy. Okay, yeah, I don't know. You call me Nicolas Cage in Con Air, but I reckon you just say no from the beginning. And after the show, quite a few people came up to you and went, what the hell were you talking about Con Air this morning? No one got it. Boss Billy, Workday Gem, yourself during the conversation. You went, what was that about at the end?
Yeah.
So I'm putting it out there. Does anyone understand what the hell I was trying to say? Tyler in Shepparton, you're my saving grace. Do you understand what I meant by that Con Air reference?
Yeah, I do. It's easy. Do you want me to explain?
Please.
Well, Tommy was doing the pros and you were doing the cons. So, con air. It's as easy as that.
Tyler, I'm writing your phone number down. We need to be mates. You get me. Tyler gets me. Tyler is my people.
Okay. Yeah, it's easy as. It was pretty simple. You don't have to be a rocket scientist.
Tyler is one of the other cons on the plane in Con Air. Tyler gets me. Thank you.
That's all right. No worries. Have a good morning.
Tyler, you've just...
Too easy.
I love you, Tyler. Thanks so much. Have a great day. We've got a Dazzler's car wash voucher here for you, bro, okay?
No worries. Thanks for that.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
And ahead of our Hitting Town next week, we are thrilled to be joined by one of Australia's favourite comedians, Kitty Flanagan. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
So, Kitty, you're touring for your new show, Smashing. And the tagline, it's fun and learning. What are we learning from Kitty Flanagan?
Well, I like to make all my shows fun and learning. It's kind of, it's what you always hear, you know, parents in the supermarkets with their kids. You know, I always just think, God, does it always have to be learning? You know, kids pick up butter and they go, where does that come from? That comes from a cow, doesn't it? Cow says moo. And they're making shopping fun and learning. Look at that. I think, God, just put your shopping in the trolley and get out.
Shut up.
Hurry up.
So you've made a whole show out of it. Okay, very good.
Kitty, you were on one of my favourite TV shows back in the day. You're on The Sketch Show. Now, I don't want to detract from your amazing time that was The Sketch Show, but you worked with Karen Taylor.
Yeah.
I always had a huge schoolboy crush on Karen Taylor.
Well, I will tell her that because we are still in very close contact and we're besties, so I will let her know. She'll be thrilled.
That's amazing. I was going to say, any chance you could slip me her number and I could just give her a cheeky text.
She's married with two kids now, you know.
Okay.
She's an open lady. Sure, maybe I'll give her your number.
Okay. And Kitty, once again, I don't want to give you too much advice here, but I follow you on Instagram. You've got 11,000, which is good numbers, good stats.
Have I?
Yeah, 11,000, good stats. And that's, see, you sound surprised, Kitty, and this is what I want to pull you up on. Your comedy shows are obviously at night. You're sometimes on The Project, which is also on at night.
No, I'm on The Weekly now.
Oh, Weekly?
Yeah, I haven't been on The Project for a while.
Okay, well,
but
The
that's
Weekly.
All right.
But also,
it's the same people as Charlie Pickering, it's me. It's like, what is it? Is it on every week, once a night? Who knows?
Well, that's even further to my point. It's on nightly, though, isn't it?
The Weekly?
Yeah, it's on at night.
Well, clues in the title. Oh, yeah, no, it's on at night. Yeah, you're right.
Kitty with the sass. Very good.
No, but my point is, you're not doing much during the day, mate. Post more on Instagram. Your last post was 30th of April. You need to be more active for your followers.
Well, I don't want to make my Instagram posting just, you know, any old thing. So what I do is I use it wisely. I use it when I'm actually on tour. So when I come to Shepparton, if a nice cafe or something stays open for us afterwards or we get good food or good coffee, that's what we post. We like to, like, give people a bit of a, you know, thumbs up for providing good food in the regions.
But the 11th...
So that's what I use it for. I don't want to just bludgeon people with, oh, here's me eating my breakfast at home. Here's me with my dog. Here's me with... Yeah, it's like, who wants to look at that? People just get bored. But if I just post selectively, then people go, oh, this might be good. All right, when I come to Shepparton, I'll go to that place. It looks good.
But Kitty,
see, I'm doing a service.
That's what the 11,000 people want. They want to know what you're having breakfast. They want to see your dogs.
Kitty, just ask Tommy how many followers he has and maybe he'll shut up, all right? He's got a fraction.
How many followers do you have?
Just over 1,000. Nudged over 1,000.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Well, yeah, but Kitty's amassed 11 and she's posting infrequently. You post every 2 hours. And
yes,
look,
maybe
you know,
you'd
look
have
at the
more followers if you were more selective with what you post. What was the last thing you posted?
Good question, Jess. You
absolutely
asked the next question.
Would have
I'll
been
check.
A selfie.
Can we go to the feed? Can we go to the feed and tell me?
I'll go to the feed. Live in
feed.
Real time.
Here we
real
go.
Time. It was a photo of. Oh, yeah. It was a very self indulgent one.
And what is it?
It was a photo of. Me standing in front of a brick wall with a cool jumper I just bought.
Yeah, see, I don't think we need to see that. Like, no offence, I don't care how cool the jumper is, but why don't you just wait till you go out and then all your friends go, hey, that's a cool jumper, instead of, oh, that's that thing you post on Instagram.
Oh, Kitty, you're speaking my language, my God. All right.
Live in the now. Come on.
Kitty, we do have to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. More with Kitty Flanagan just after this. Now back to our chat with one of Australia's favourite comedians, Kitty Flanagan. Now, Kitty, a couple of weeks ago, the comedy festival, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival Roadshow was in town. And Tommy and I scored some tickets. We're right at the back, though. So we had a good view of the crowd. And there were a couple of older people in the crowd, a few fuddy-duddies who weren't really getting into some of the, you know, the young jokes, maybe things a bit more vulgar, a little bit more obscure. Right. How do you as a comedian, if you see someone like that in the crowd, how does that affect you, or do you try and, you know, get them to laugh? Is that your mission for the night? How do you cope with that kind of thing?
Well, firstly, I've actually got quite a broad kind of audience. Like, I'm always surprised when I turned up. Like, there's been, you know, it's not unusual for me to turn up and there'll be three generations in one family have come along, which I think is fantastic. And what usually happens is at the end, you know, they'll come up like a daughter, a mother and the grandmother. And the mother and the daughter will always go, oh, we're a bit worried about Nan, you know, we didn't think, and Nan always just rolls her eyes and goes, oh, please, like, I haven't seen more than either of you, you know, like, I've heard it all before. So the old people don't tend to be the ones that don't get into it for me. But there is, I will say this, as a comedian, there is always one person that you have a radar for. It's like comedians have this sixth sense and you just go, I'm just sensing something to the left, seven rows back. Why would I ever look over there? Oh, I know, because there's a guy just not enjoying himself, just with his arms folded, looking at me like I would rather be anywhere else but here. And sometimes it's not the case, but you just keep being drawn back to whatever that person is. You know, it could be a woman, a man, old, young, whoever it is. You just always find the one person who's not smiling.
Do you look at that person and just think, whatever, ticket sales, that's profit in my pocket?
No, you're determined. You go, okay, like, and you'll just be in your show doing it, and then you go, okay, this has got to have got them over the line. And you look over and you go, oh, come on, still no. But then invariably that is the person that comes up to you after the show and goes, I really enjoyed myself. And you go, oh, tell your face about it, mate.
That is awesome. Well, if you want to see Kitty Flanagan do her thing, her show Smashing, It's Fun and Learning is hitting Riverlinks the 1st of July. Tickets still available at the box office. Kitty Flanagan, you have been delightful. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I'm going off to post something fascinating on Instagram for the people of Shepparton.
Please do. I love it.
I will. It'll be just for you. So you better like it.
Of course. I'll like, I'll comment, I'll share it, I'll repost. I'll do everything.
Thanks, Kitty.
Thanks so much, guys.
Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.